This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Yeah, that's right. And it will be a session of sanity now because Dr. Reed will join us. I hope. After the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have you part of the conversation. You know, you can join the chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Smarter people, I say it, I mean it. Smarter people than myself are in the chat room. You should take advantage of that. Always got something going on. They know what's happening. They're asking the right questions. And that's how you find out. You know, that's how you get like-minded people that help shore you up. So you know the information you need before you go into battle. Because that's basically, that's what it is. Right? You're going into, well, I was going to say a battle of wits, but that wouldn't really be a... that wouldn't really be a battle anyhow. All right. Like I said, lots of stories to talk about. Lots of things happening out there. I told you earlier that you have 30,000 agents from the IRS out after small businesses. You know why they go after small businesses? Because you can't afford to fight them. They got your money and everybody else's. And it's almost impossible to fight them, so that's why they go after the smaller businesses, wouldn't you? If you were them, I'm not saying in and of yourself. More job layoffs across the country. It's always, you know, it's almost like you read it gloating, but I'm not gloating. I think I read it to say, look, we told you. We told you what would happen if you hired this man. We told you. And nobody wants to hear it. Right? Seattle's minimum pay ordinance is hurting delivery drivers. Pizza delivery, my God, that should be enough to vote out the mayor, right? What you think? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I mean, in all seriousness. Left-wing billionaire George Soros buying I'm not joking. I know this to be fact. He's buying hundreds of American radios, radio stations, not radios. All right, let's try this again. George Soros is buying hundreds of American radio stations. Gee, I wonder why he would want to do that. Right? George Soros, he's rapidly acquiring American radio stations in large numbers ahead of the 2024 elections. It's evident that this forms part of the Soros strategic plan. He consistently devises these little plans to convert, to push away, to add more votes to the left side. In recent years, he poured substantial amounts of money into district attorney races across the country. Look how that worked out for us. He knew who he was going after. He knew what they stood for. The new endeavor seems to be another component of his master plan, right? Get the radio stations. I've been saying on this show for years, we're the last bastion of help. It's very hard to block the radio signals. It's very hard to control the radio station and do what you want, unless you own it. Right? According to the Washington Times, though, George Soros has successfully obtained a dominant stake in the second largest chain of radio stations in the country. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, according to the Washington Times, he's not stopping there. He's been looking for a while. Really. He knows that if he can get these stations, if he can get them out of conservative hands, which is where most of them are, get them in the hands of country and or Hispanic, it will no longer be the threat that he knows that it is. Right? Now, there was a bankruptcy, God, the tongue isn't working, by a chain of radio stations called Odyssey Chain. They are filled, backed up with conservative stations. So he's buying the debt of the station in bankruptcy court, which will give him control of the stations. And he'll get what he wants. Right? Republican insider who claims to be knowledgeable about the situation said that, you know, Soros, well, his motives for making such an election year purchase is extremely obvious, aren't they? The attempt by Soros to manipulate the election. Right? Easily. And, you know, the Dems, the Dems have more money than Republicans. I don't care what they say. The groups, the clubs, the PACs that they have far outweigh the Republican, fundraising machine. Seriously. Right? Now by taking over these stations, you're going to have 7x24 Democrat propaganda going out there. You won't be able to get to the truth. Between X / Twitter, Facebook, and, you know, I'm telling you, they're going to have it. They're going to have it sewn up. They're going to get the information out they want to get out. They're going to put it out the way they want to put it out. Now, this is nothing new. You have a lot of influence as the radio station programmer, or the paper, the person who decides what stories go in the paper. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Nike's laying off 2% of the workforce. Because, you know, Bidenomics is doing so well. It's just, I got a whole bunch of them. We'll talk about it next. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. I think Dr. B is going to join us right after the break. You are listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us so much, and I mean that sincerely. I always love it when you chime in, you let me know what you're thinking or, you know, your thoughts, views on something. And again, if we don't talk to each other, if we don't discuss these things out, we're never going to win because we're going to be stuck in our own little world, right? We're going to think we know what we're talking about. We're going to get the last Twitter or X feed or whatever the heck it's called these days. Don't be that person. In all sincerity, just don't be that person. Be this person, because she's smarter than all of us. Dr. Bridget Belson joins us, as she does from time to time. Always appreciate her time on the show with me. And Dr. B, nothing to worry about. Everything's going along just fine, isn't it?
Yes. Everything's great.
You know,
It's not great.
It's all yours.
No, it's not great. No, I always like, oh, what can I talk about? What can I? And I was meeting with our financial advisors tonight, actually, and that one has already raised his children, and the other one is just the beginning. And, you know, great, great conservative guys from Alabama. They're awesome gentlemen. But I started talking a little bit about, you know, what you and I talk about, and they know they're smart guys, but they're still like, what? You know, social media does what to the brain? Too much screen time does what? And where are the parents, right? Where? Why? Yeah. And I go, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Help. Help us, Joe.
Oh, yeah. You're coming to me. You're coming to me for help. You'll all be in jail. You know what I would do, right? I mean, I'd be driving nails through those things, smashing them, drilling them, whatever. You know, you and I we recently were together on an interview. We were talking about the smartphones right after I had another guy on, a professional about smartphones. And I got to tell you that not that it was negative response, but so many parents were like, you know, we hear this all the time. We hear about this is bad for your kids and video games are bad and this is bad. And that's all we hear about is all this bad stuff that's for your kids. I'm like, yeah, well. Because you keep letting them do bad stuff. How do you expect to put an electronic device in front of them that's feeding them 24/7? They virtually don't have to do any thinking on their own. And you actually sit back and think, no harm, no foul.
And, you know, that I know I feel bad because I do have friends, you know, that are like, why are you always talking about the negative? I'm like, I'm not. It's just people need to hear it. But we have this whole, you know, Dr. Spock, whatever,
There's no swearing on my show.
I know, right? It's love. And we're circling back to that. You know, everyone gets a trophy, and it's just really build them up. And that's great. Yes, that is a part of it. But they know. Kids know how to do the right thing. They know what they're supposed to be doing, except for Gen Z. And I'm going to talk about that tonight big time. How to raise a Gen Zer, because these are the parents.
I don't know if we have time for that.
I give up how many hours. But no, I'm putting together a free seminar, and I'm going to be traveling all over the U.S. doing it. And it is literally going to be parenting Gen Zers, because parents need to understand. So I'm going to give everybody a little bit of, you know, a little insight into what, you know, what that looks like. But the thing is, back to the negative, is that I'm yelling at you because you're not stepping up. Yep. You're like, oh, my kid's behind developmentally. I told you through the entire COVID process, you've got to get them outside. You've got to get them active. You've got to get them creatively, you know, organized, creatively involved, because their brains are shrinking and the gray matter is shrinking.
Well, it physically does damage to the brain, does it not?
Well, what it does, yes, it does definitely. And what it does, it just stunts it. And unfortunately, with the brain, it's, you know, the consistency of tofu or, you know, kind of softish butter. And it can be irreversible, some of it. So we're seeing, you know, I was just talking at dinner tonight to these gentlemen about this, that the prefrontal lobe is what we're seeing that is hugely affected. That, and we need the prefrontal lobe. It's right there in the front. When you have TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, it's the prefrontal lobe that is often hit, concussions, car accidents. But that is responsible for our attention, our impulse control, our emotion center, and whether or not we're going to be a sociopath. And what do you see? We see kids that are deficient in all of that.
Yeah.
And the answer? Drugs and more social media. Put them on a pill, put them in their room on their device. And all that is doing is making it worse, and we're raising sociopaths. We are. And I know it sounds negative, but it's out of love. You know, I am now, thanks to your show, thank you very much, and the morning show that I'm doing with you twice a month. Who knew? But that is, man, I'm getting a lot of feedback from that. Okay. But people are like, what? We didn't know about this. What? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, my list is don't know much about this, but I have learned so much. I'm doing a morning show with Sonia Schmidt, who is on with me on Friday nights.
Awesome.
And it's a local show, and it covers an area close to about 300,000 listeners. And is where the
what are the demographics?
And it's the demographics are all over the place. I mean, seriously, white, Hispanic, Asian, Black, but the beauty behind it is that it covers the area that I live in is really only one way into Los Angeles, one way out. Yeah. We hit it, and they tune into the station to hear the traffic reports, and then they stay and listen to people like you that they really haven't heard. I mean, they can tune away and go listen to somebody else, but they can't in the morning because they're stuck there. And I'm getting the same thing you're getting. I'm getting so much positive feedback. And, oh, my God, you know, where did this person come from? And how do you know this? And I've never heard it. How come I've never heard that before? I feel like saying because you've been in a coma. But, you know, I mean, really, vaping. I mean, I talked to another professional about vaping. How many parents don't know about vaping and what it does to their kids? And they think it's no big deal because it's, Dr. B, it's just vape.
Yeah, and now the early diagnosis of COPD they're seeing with people in their 30s, and that doesn't go away. You know, you get max 20 years before you're on oxygen with that. So it's fentanyl, and people keep thinking this is the homeless, you know, drug. And I'm like, no. Number one, it is not. Number two, if you're walking anywhere in L.A. or these streets, Atlanta or Portland, and they have it, and the wind blows the wrong way, it can kill your kid. It can kill you. And they're finding it. I mean, it's an opioid. So we're seeing it with teenagers because they're not coping. It's a big circle, right? We're circling back. You know, we have anxiety. What do? We ignore our kids. They go on Snapchat, put some nudes on, get some fentanyl in the mail. Yes, they get fentanyl. Somebody asked me, you and I talked a while ago about...
You have to wait now. See that?
Okay, you're going to want to hear this, guys.
And the music isn't the good dancing. Let me tell you what, okay? Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B will return right after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News Update. Sex and Money takes center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fannie Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially, but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. The Kansas City Police Chief reports that the Super Bowl shooting began as a dispute among a number of individuals, culminating in gunfire. Chief Stacey Graves disclosed that two of the shooters are juveniles, and among the 22 wounded victims, half are under the age of 16. Researchers have detected additional water in outer space. Utilizing data from a retired NASA mission, scientists identified water on the surfaces of two asteroids. The Southwest Research Institute reports this marks the inaugural discovery of water molecules on an asteroid's surface. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Grill Show. 855-732-556. Somebody just sent me a note about Fannie Willis when she was in the court today. Apparently, she was kind of smirking and winking at some of the other attorneys. Now, based on what they bring Trump up for all the time, shouldn't she be brought up on some kind of sexual harassment charges or something? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Because they were all male attorneys. So, I don't know. The ones that she was looking at, anyhow. All right, never mind. Dr. B joins you. Dr. Prisip Nelson joins. Well, think about it. It's almost like flirting with them when she walked in the room, for God's sakes.
I watched it, and both of them are so full of themselves. Just the cockiness listening to them. I'm like, and Trump? What? Okay. It's just amazing. I just, as a psychological, mental health professional, I'm sitting there. I'm like, how can people, what am I missing? This is so clear cut. They're so such liars.
Over the place. And now the walls are closing in on some of them. I think it's going to close in on all of them. But the walls are closing in because you know as well as I do, right, that the lies, you'll be found out.
Correct.
So... And now the lies are piling up, and they've gotten away with it. They got cocky. They got cocky because they've gotten away with it for so long.
And they're still cocky.
Yes,
I'm like, you guys, it doesn't take a CIA professional, to read the body language and to see they're just so flippant, just so
I hear you.
Entitled.
It's evil, though, right? You and I both agree. It's pure, unadulterated evil, and you're seeing it happen and manifest itself right in front of your face.
It's an evil heart, and, my point, I'm going to talk about Snapchat and Walmart, but was that I get hate. I'm called a hater because I'm not accepting of all, and I'm like, sin, no, Jesus wasn't either. And they're like, even Christians, Jesus wasn't, no, he was extremely intolerant of sin. He was extremely intolerant of people who blasphemed him. He's extremely intolerant of the woman at the well continuing her sin. He said, and I quote, go and sin no more, right? It's people keep forgetting that part. And you speak truth, right, Joe? You and I, and we are filled with hate. But dang, you speak truth, and boy,
oh,
listen
no,
to what comes out of their mouth.
Drives them out of their minds. I'm telling you, you can hear them. I've been in meetings where I've heard them growling and all that.
Seriously, and like legit.
I've sent you clips of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I remember council meetings even. You know, you disagree, and I've gotten my finger pointed in my face, and I'm just like, look, you know, if anyone remembers the Tasmanian devil, if you don't, go Google it and watch it, because that's what they turn into. Boing, 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 and they just spin around. They spin around, and they just yell and scream, and all these expletives above their heads, you know.
Woman come up, I go to, she started, I had the Christian flag and the American flag on my lapel, side by side, and she pointed that. She's like,
Joe,
you can't wear that in here. This is a public building, and she went through the whole thing, and she said, that's illegal. And I said, well, there's a deputy sheriff right there in the back of the room. Why don't you go tell him?
Right?
She walked out.
The gay, trans, whatever, and then national, everybody gets a national anthem, but we can't wear a little pin with a cross
no.
on it.
No, if I had the, you know, the pride flag next to the American flag, she would have left me alone.
Oh, high-fiving. Yeah.
Applauding me at that point. But, hey, we're off topic. Yes. Get the Snapchat. People are going to ask
me
about
we?
Snapchat.
Yeah, so real quick, you guys, so if your child has Snapchat, and what it is, it looks like a little yellow ghost, like a little, you know, Pac-Man ghost, so go find it. Horrible, absolutely horrible. So what it does is you can turn on your location, and you just, what kids are doing is it's connected to their Venmo accounts, so I've had parents go Venmo, or kids, but they don't have a, yes, they have a Venmo account, okay?
I was just
they
gonna
have
ask a Venmo you, account. How does a kid get a Venmo account? But whatever.
So easy, right? It's really easy to do. You just have to connect it to any kind of savings account, and they have it. So, my cats are having a fight. Okay, anyway, so what they're doing is just, there are message boards in there and group chats and things where you can go in and say, what do you need? How many ounces? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you Venmo in $20. They say, where are you going to be? And like, or I'm going to go to the shoe store, Payless shoe store with my mom. I'll be in sneakers. And like, okay. So it's like, mom's like, hey, you going with this shoe store? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go try out. Great. Oh, my Roger is trying on shoes by himself.
Oh,
it's supposed to be. No. They go up there, they share the location with just a slip of the hand, they get their drugs, they get their vapes, they get whatever they need, and it's done. Transaction's done. And kids are bringing home meth, fentanyl, weed, vapes, nicotine, dab, wax, all of it. Just like that. So if your kid disappears in the store, it's not because he's probably trying to be responsible. Child. So you guys really need to be aware of this. They drop it in mailboxes.
If they come back over, they have no shoes with them because you'll get nicotine shoes. I tell you, they want shoes. Ask them for their purse. Check their pockets. I mean, I don't know. I go through this with people all the time, and I hate to sound really cold, but I don't hate to sound really cold. They don't have rights. If you're suspicious, you do what you need to do to protect your children, right?
Yes. You have to anyway. I always said at age 13, and I'm saying at age 10 now, happy birthday and congratulations. You made it into double digits. We now have drug tests in the cupboard. Show them what they look like. Pee tests. Just pee tests. You don't need to get the blood test. Pee tests are swabs, and keep them in there and just let them know that you will use it at any time. And if it's positive, life as they know it has ceased and all their possessions are gone for at least 30 days. And that's what we did. And granted, yes, I had a child that challenged that, our middle child, and he's doing great now, and I'm so glad he went through it because that's how he found the Lord. But it worked. I mean, he did say that he didn't get into worse things because we did have those drug tests, and he believed us. So we just are parenting in a different culture. And I know it's difficult for some people in the Deep South and some people, you know, with really good Christian backgrounds like us. And if your kid gets straight A's and if they're on the cheer squad and they're the quarterback, it doesn't matter. If they are clean, they should not worry about doing a pee test randomly twice a year. It's not going to kill them. Super easy. And is it mortifying to them? Great. But that draws a line in the sand. And this is just some of the things that we need to do. because everything is available online instantaneously.
So, last time you were on, not the morning, but in the evening, I love these people who sit there. You know, they're so engrossed in what you're saying, they don't think about writing a question or sending something in. And, you know, some people send me something, go, oh, God, I wish I had asked this. And then you write the question. I'm going, okay, well, you know, then I'll ask it for you. But, you know, two things, whether it's church or school, a lot of these parents, you know, their kids are in church and they have friends, or they're at school and they have friends. At the school, you might find out that your kid's part of a club or in a classroom where the teacher is extremely woke, you know, but they don't want to pull them out because all her friends are in that class, you know. She's gone to these classes with these kids since she was in kindergarten. I don't know how I'm going to pull her out of the class. I go, it's easy. You say, I'm sorry, my daughter's not coming to this class anymore, right?
The amount of indoctrination, and if you're hearing about it, that means you're about 2 years too late. If you're just hearing about it as a parent, in the least, and I'm okay with you staying in that, you know, atmosphere and not running, but in the least, you need to every night be praying with your children, every day before they go to school, praying for your children and over your children. You need to be making sure they have a strong moral foundation, and you need to teach them apologetics, how to defend their faith, how to defend themselves, their conservativeness, you know, what's right and what is wrong with their teachers in a respectful way, but also in a strong way. And you've got to tell them, you got to be open to getting, you know, graded differently, possibly being written up, you know, being accused of being disrespectful, but you have to teach them, right?
Now, Dr. B, you're expecting everybody to be Allie, okay? I got you, didn't I? But I mean, seriously, I have this argument with parents on a regular basis. I go, look, no, I'm not shutting down the Satan Club are going to try to strengthen your children. You make it so that stuff doesn't bother them. Okay? They should be able to walk through that stuff, look at it, giggle, and keep going and not have it affect
Correct.
Them. Not hide,
right.
You hide it from them, it doesn't fix the problem, right?
Right. And part of it is there is a learning curve with our more sensitive kids. You know, you don't want to raise psychopaths that just, like, you know, are robots. But there is a learning curve to it when they come home and share, you know, they're sad, this person, and you know, they bullied me. Okay, well, teach them what bullying is, which is nonstop, consistent abuse, either emotionally or physically. It's not if someone just said you're ugly, go away. That's not bullying. That's
okay.
Somebody just.
We're coming back. Got to go for a break. I believe in capitalism.
Okay.
Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Smarter people than myself are in the chat room, and I can prove it because Dr. B's in there as well. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week here, to talk about some of the issues that you're having, that your teen is having, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm giggling because it always happens. All through the commercial, I can't send an email or a note. They have to wait till they hear us coming back in. They know I can't read it or can't do anything with it. But anyhow, I'll let you do your thing first. Dr. B, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You had a thought running before, and they always throw me off like this. But go ahead.
I know. No, I don't. My thoughts. I'm old. I have no idea. Just watch your kid. I think, honestly, I want to bring it back to, you know, Gen Z and raising, because that's Those are the message. That was it. The message I got was, you know, how to parent Gen Zers. And I get it. It's, you know, again, I was talking about this tonight with our friends and, you know, my husband is a software engineer, right? We built a company up, sold it. I'm, you know, I have a PhD in postdoctorate in psychology, and it literally takes both of us, you know, and we're raising, you know, 3 Gen Zers, 2 in college and 1 in high school.
Oh my God.
But it takes a software. they're figuring it out. But it's because I'm practicing what I'm preaching. And you've got to remember as a parent, you're an advocator. You're not the avoider. You're not the aggressor. We're not going to be on both sides of it. You're an advocator. You have to stand in the gap of this stupid world. You have to. You have to brace where your child is at, where they're developing, where their growing pains are, where their struggles are, and how, and then help them navigate and get over, you know, to the other side, which for me is the biblical worldview of life, for us. And that's the only way. Will they stray? Yes. Our boys have done their thing. They're just going to. And it's interesting that my middle son, he's very adept politically and watches, you know, everything, you know, several shows, several commentators, none of the mainstream news. But he also has a biblical worldview. He's been going to church more and really finding out kind of how the world works versus what God said. And he's like, they have to do their Christianity on their own. They have to figure it out. And he's like, shoot, Mom, it kind of is making sense. The Bible is not contradictory, and what is happening in this world, I am starting to see, you know, prophesied, basically. And this is the last kid I would have ever thought. And now he wants to become a counselor because he wants to. He knows that there's going to be such an issue with Gen Zers and these Alpha, Gen Alpha, with pornography. He said that's huge, pornography addiction. Drug addiction, you know, fentanyl addiction, and just and the inability to cope. He's like, I'm going to make millions. And that's, you know, he's such an entrepreneur, right? But he gets it. He's found a niche, and he knows that someone like him that has tried everything on the planet and circled back is going to need it. And it is so true. And, you know, he thanks me for standing in the gap, not standing in the gap and carrying them over the bridge, right? It's standing in the gap. Being an advocator and letting them kind of use you to walk across, not on top of, and get over to where they need to be. And to me, you have to, that has to be some based in on a foundation. So, and these young people too, and I do not want to just, you know, pretend like they're, you know, these ignorant people, but right. These young people are facing a lot of challenges. You know, because of what they've seen.
And
they have not.
No, I was going to say, they don't have any real role models to look up to. They don't have any adults that aren't taking
Taylor
a solid
Swift.
Stance. Oh.
Yeah, she's the role
really?
Model, right?
You had to bring her, you ruined my dinner? Really? Seriously?
I know, I'm sorry. I keep telling people, if you don't like her, why are you talking about her? And then I did it. hey, she's a brilliant businesswoman. She's as, you know, as shallow as the, you know, kiddie pool. But she's got Riz, you know, she's done her thing, but not really who you want to model your life after, as far as morality and a foundation. But these kids, all they've known is, you know, phones and social media. That's what raised them. They don't know a life outside of that. So you've got to understand when you take that away that all of their emotional well-being is tied to these devices. And it is they're addicted. They're all addicted. It is impossible not to. And I can hear parents shaking their heads right now. My child is not addicted. Really? Go take their phone away for 2 days.
Oh,
and see what happens.
Whoa. Don't even do that. Take it away for 2 hours.
Okay. Right, just go reach over and pretend like you're going to take it.
Oh,
it's a crap. But they're all addicted.
So
they are. They're all cyborgs.
You brought her up, so you started the trouble here. You all right? You ready for this
nope,
one?
You don't. Nope.
I went off on the show last week, and there were parents complaining about Taylor Swift and this, that, and the other thing. And I said, okay, why do you take her then? Why do you take your daughters there? Why do you take your kids there? This isn't 1970 when the tickets were $7.50 each, right? And I'm talking $7.50, not $750. You're saving up. You're taking your daughter for what? You're feeding your kids to the wolves when you take them there, especially if they're not strong enough to realize what's right and wrong. You know, they want to be like her. They want to act like her. They want to look like her.
Right.
It drives me nuts. So, and I said, you're doing a disservice to your kids if you take them there. And I get all that stuff like, well, what am I supposed to do? Keep them locked up in a closet? They're going to see this stuff anyway. They're going to hear it anyway. All right, so stop being a parent. Just shove them out in the street and let them deal with it on their own, right?
I see both sides. I see your side. I see their side. And I'm kind of, I'm in the middle about it. For instance, you know, I love 80s music. I listen to it all the time. I listen to mostly Christian music, but I'll listen to 80s because it's a lot of it's harmless. But Allie really likes it. My kids love 80s music. They're hilarious. We love 80s. So I took, you know, Allie to a concert with my friend, and it was Poison, Joan Jett, Motley Crue, don't even get me started, and Def Leppard. Well, we had a chat. I'm like, you're going to hear cussing and swearing. She was 13 when I took her. She's going to be 15. But I go, you're going to hear cussing and swearing. If there's any crap by Motley Crue, because they had just gotten in trouble for basically stripping on stage, because that's what Deuce does. I said, we're leaving. You know, that we will come back, but we're gonna exit, because God does not want us to see that. And so Joan Jett, great. Poison, great, because he became a conservative, you know, kind of semi-Christian. They were great. The Motley Crue gets on, right, and of course does their nude dance, and then all the shirts go off with ladies and blah blah blah, and it was just and satanic and devil horns and blah blah, and she's like, we're out, right, Mom? And I go, good job, because I had talked to her about it. I, you know, we don't worship these people. We researched. I showed them who they married, who they divorced 16 times, who, you know, kind of their lifestyle. So she understood it, and we left during that part, came back. Def Leppard was great. They not too mouthy and blah, 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 and we got to enjoy the music. And we left a little early, you know, because everybody was wasted, and we didn't want to be caught in that. So there's a way to do it, including with Taylor Swift. Explain, you know, her entrepreneurship skills. It's what you tell them. You know, hey, the way she's dressed, it's a performance. We're not going to dress like that. That's not what we do. The way she speaks about Christianity. Well, we're going to take a moment, and when she's done blaspheming God, we'll come back and listen to the music. You know, I mean, it's just a way. I'm very, you know, open and to the point about it, that these are not people to worship. She makes some great songs. I mean, to other people, I'm not a fan. But, you know, there's a middle ground, but the point is talk to your kids. I don't want everybody sheltering them off from the world. I wish we could, because the world is getting so disgusting. But there is a way, you know, to do it. And she does, I hear, have some great showmanship and some good parts of her show.
So you have
just
to...
just the idolizing.
You now have to analyze me, because somebody just sent me an email and said, you're a hypocrite. Me, Joe. Because I always say, you know, you can't shelter your kids. You have to strengthen them so they can deal with this stuff. And yet now you're saying keep them away from these concerts. But here's the part that they miss. You don't just take your kid who's never even seen water or driven a car and throw them behind the wheel with the keys and say, go for it. I'm sure you'll figure it out. You train them up.
Right.
You have to strengthen your child first. They have to have a base to deal with first. And then, to your point, you can go to those concerts. You can go do certain things with them and what have you. But you don't just feed them to the wolves. That's kind of where my head's at.
Correct. Because you have to teach them conviction and listening to it and what that, you know, right and wrong in your heart. You know, God has given that to everybody. Whether you're a Christian or not, an atheist or Jew or a Muslim or whatever, God has given you that sense of right or wrong. And if you don't have it, you stop listening. So if you don't have it, you're born without it. And there are those freaks that are raised in terrible homes and just don't have it. Then you're a psychopath. If you don't listen to it, and you can be raised in a normal family, but you stop listening to it, you become a sociopath. And the point is, parents have to listen to our kids and teach them how to listen to that. It's like that whole stranger danger. When you feel weird around somebody, listen to it. Yeah. Figure out why. Most of the time, there's a reason for it. Sometimes it's just,
some of the stuff drives me nuts. It goes back to me being the old curmudgeon and saying, you know, start being a parent, stop being a friend. Anybody home? All right, we got to go for a break. Top of the hour. Dr. B has agreed to stay for a little bit longer. If you got questions, you can put them in the chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. We'll be right back.
abortion.